Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock here, right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to join in the conversation here this afternoon. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you. You can give us a call at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air here this afternoon. And let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We just thank you for a beautiful day here in northeastern Ohio. We just thank you for the opportunity. Now we just pray that we'd be a blessing, that we could be a help and encouragement as we seek to make sense of the things happening in the world around us in light of your word. Help us to point people to Christ through the things we talk about. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, good to be with you today. I'm telling you, it's just a beautiful drive up 77 today coming into the up here to Independence to the studio. And I know we're past the peak on the leaf color, but really some stunning colors along a stretch of 77. If you're out and about driving around and you're going up and down Interstate 77, north of Pleasant Valley Road exit, there's a beautiful stretch there along the west side of the highway. It's just the leaves just seem absolutely gorgeous. It seems like they're at their peak there right now. And then, of course, the temperature come up. Been a really nice day. But, well, I want to touch on a couple of things here. And, of course, like I said, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. And I want to mention some breaking news in the Wall Street Journal before we got a caller calling in, before we get to our caller there. But there's an article in the Wall Street Journal called Spy versus Spy Inside the Fraying U.S.-Israel Israel Ties. And that's actually in today's edition of the Wall Street Journal. And it confirms that United States was afraid that Israel might make a strike on nuclear facilities in Iran back in 2012. Been listening to our program for a number of years. You know, we talked about that a bit at the time and the speculation, the widespread speculation that that would be, could possibly happen in the fall of 2012. And that even led to me writing a short booklet called The Coming Arab-Israeli Nuclear War, which actually, if you're interested in that, you can find a link to that at our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can take a link there to our little book, The Coming Arab-Israeli Nuclear War. And we speculate about some things in there. It was also rumored at the time that, and since then, I remember we talked about it earlier this spring, earlier in the year, about how there was rumors that the U.S. had given orders from the White House to possibly shoot down any Israeli aircraft that might be attempting to do some kind of an attack upon the Iranian nuclear program. And there's coming out some information, I guess, that's indicating that might have been true as well. So, interesting article. Encourage you, if you get a chance, to look at it the Wall Street Journal, today's edition. And I've also got a link to that on our Facebook page. You can find a link to our Facebook page at livewithpastoral.com. Well, we've got Nancy calling in this afternoon. And Nancy, welcome to the program today.
Well, thank you, Pastor Al. And yes, it is a beautiful day. And I was, I've just been enjoying the autumn leaves so much, too. I love to walk around Euclid Creek. But the reason I called today is I was listening to Pastor John Lutz, who has the show preceding yours.
Right, excellent show, yes.
Yeah, And he was talking about, toward the end of his show, this woman who some man had killed some of her relatives, and yet she forgave this man. But also I've read in the Bible that the person that's committing the sin against you is supposed to repent. It did not sound like this person repented before she forgave him. And I just see two totally contrary philosophies or interpretations of the Bible, whatever you call it. So if you could just explain to me, you know, different pastors say, oh, they have to repent. Other ones say, no, you should just forgive everybody. And so I see, you know, pros and cons of each one. Like if the person doesn't repent and you forgive them, they can keep committing that same crime over and over because they feel like they can get away with it. But on the other hand, you can harbor bitterness in your heart for literally years if you don't forgive someone that's wronged you. So it probably depends on the situation, but I would appreciate your input on that. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you see things like this periodically where somebody will express forgiveness for these people who have done terrible things. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that part of that forgiveness process, you know, is to help keep us from being consumed with bitterness like you were talking mm-hmm. about, because mm-hmm. bitterness is a very dangerous thing, and it gets a hold in people's mm-hmm. lives, and it really yeah. grows. You know, it's like yeah. I was looking out our back window at the leaves changing colors, and I was noticing going up the one tree in our backyard, there was a little vine of poison ivy that was growing up there, and that reminded me of in the Bible where it talks about, you know, I'm trying to think of where that verse is about bitterness, where it calls it, there it is, Hebrews chapter 12. I was looking, trying to thumb through here, trying to find it. Hebrews 12:15, where it says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many mm-hmm. be defiled. And that's a great yeah. verse when you think about it in terms of bitterness. And I think of poison ivy when I think of that verse. And,
that's a good analogy.
I think it relates very well to forgiveness. Because sometimes there's people who have wronged us that you're never going to be able to get them to acknowledge it because they may have died, mm-hmm. for instance.
Exactly.
And we could constantly, you know, harbor bitterness towards them. I've got something I want to share, an analogy along with the forgiveness as well here in a minute. But before I forget about with the root of bitterness here, I think this applies because if we're an unforgiving person, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times we'll justify that unforgiving spirit, and we'll mm-hmm. come up with all the good reasons for it. You know, I can look out and see that poison ivy vine that's growing up the tree in the mm-hmm. middle of my backyard, mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. you know, poison ivy is really a beautiful plant. It's not an ugly
yes,
plant. Nice glossy green leaves, and uh-huh. and then in the fall they turn nice and red and yellow and mm-hmm. stuff, and mm-hmm. they get nice red berries on them, and the birds mm-hmm. like them, and I can justify all the reasons why I should let that poison ivy vine grow, just like a person with an unforgiving spirit, mm-hmm. you know, can allow that to continue to grow in their heart. But when mm-hmm. it starts to turn into bitterness, you know, people will hold on to that bitterness and think of all the reasons why it's justified being there. But, you know, as that says, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, you know, mm-hmm. you're going to be damaged by that bitterness. But it mm-hmm. also says, and thereby that's many it. Be defiled. So, you know, I can go out there and get into that poison ivy and have a terrible rash. Mm-hmm. But not only me, everybody else that comes in contact with it is going to get that. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. it's got to be dealt with, and you've got to go to the root, because if I just go out there and cut the vine, it's going to spring right back up again. Mm-hmm, you got to kill it at the root.
Yeah.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. I think what happens when we become unforgiving, it allows bitterness to spring up like a root of, it's the root of bitterness that springs up. And mm-hmm. Then it just consumes you over time.
Yes, it does.
And those around you it affects. Mm-hmm. Just like that poison ivy does. And so it's got to be dealt with. It's a dangerous thing. But mm-hmm. like I said, you can't always forgive everybody because, or I'm sorry, you can't always get everybody to acknowledge what they've done to hurt you. They may be dead. It may be some other situation where you're just simply not able to get them to respond to it. I remember going in the nursing home one time and a lady talking to me. And this has been some time, so I don't think there's any danger of any kind of saying anything that shouldn't be said. But it was a lady who expressed about talking to her mother because even though her mother had dementia, fairly advanced dementia, and really wasn't aware of what was going on around her, she was angry toward her mother because her mother had allowed some things to happen in the home regarding their father, who was dead. And certainly they could not get their father to acknowledge any wrongdoing.
Right.
And due to their mother, even though she was alive because of her dementia, they really couldn't get her to admit any wrongdoing. And yet it was still eating at them. And, you know, they had a question, you know, how can we forgive our mother for allowing, you know, things to happen and such not like that? And what that makes me think of is another passage in the Bible where the Bible talks about, you know, the dog returning to his vomit and the pig back to wallowing in the mire.
Yes.
And if you think about that, it's Proverbs, there's two verses there. Proverbs 26:11 says, as a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. And again, in 2 Peter 2:22, it says, but it's happened according to the true proverb, the dog has turned his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. And when you're looking at these things here, the pig and the dog, the nature of these animals did not change. You know, dogs do what dogs are going to do. Pigs do what pigs are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone wrongs us, whether or not we can get them to admit that they're wrong, without a change of their nature, you know, without them coming to Christ,
right?
You know, you have to be aware that they may very well do it again, and and so we can have forgiveness towards them in regards to what they did, but the thing of it is, we have to understand that they're just acting according to their sin nature. It's sinful behavior, and whether or not they want to acknowledge it, it's they're going to keep doing sinful things. They're going to keep hurting people. They're going to keep causing problems until that sin nature is done with. The dog is going to return to his vomit until his basic dog nature is changed. A pig, you know, is going to return to wallowing in the mud and the mire until the nature
that
pig.
You think that would happen in the millennium? The dogs and pigs.
Well,
that's a little bit silly.
I imagine pigs and dogs will still do much the same things, but there's reasons that pigs wallow in the mire. Part of that's to keep cool and keep the bugs off of them, but it's the nature of the pig. But what I'm getting at is, here's an analogy I've used at our church, and I've probably used it on the radio. If I was outside doing something in my yard, let's say I was out playing with my kids in the yard, and we were tossing a frisbee around or a ball, and it went into the neighbor's yard, and I hopped the fence into the neighbor's yard. Let's say the neighbor was home, and he was back there, and his dog was jumping around, and the neighbor said, oh, come over and get it, and I jumped the yard, and the dog came up, bounded over to me, and carrying the frisbee, and I took the frisbee and threw it back over to the kids on the other side of the fence, and then hopped back over the fence. That would be one thing. But if the neighbor wasn't home and it went over the fence and I hopped over the fence and the dog came running over and bit me because it looked at me as trespassing in his territory, that's the nature of a dog to do that.
Oh, sure.
And so I can forgive the dog. Do you see what I'm saying? I can forgive the dog for acting according to his nature, for doing what he did. But the next time the frisbee goes over the fence and the neighbor's not home, I'm not going to hop the fence. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I know the dog's nature. And I think what we have to do to avoid becoming bitter is we reach the point where we don't excuse the sin, but we can, in effect, and I think God has to help us do this, have some forgiveness for the person for acting according to their sinful nature so that we don't get bitter. But at the same time, we're not going to hop the fence again and get bit again. You know, we don't want to put ourselves in the situation. We want to avoid, situations where that person can again act according to their nature and hurt us again or do something wrong.
Now, what about a woman whose husband keeps beating her up? I mean, she can't forgive him if he doesn't change, you know, if he doesn't stop. He's not repenting. He's not stopping. She can't just keep forgiving him. I think it's a matter of safety.
Well, yeah, and if she
leave that situation because, I mean, she could be killed.
Yeah, if she continually gets beaten like that, obviously she should remove herself from the situation. And if there's children involved that are being hurt or in danger of being hurt, they should be removed from the situation as well. Because if he's not going to stop, if he establishes that that's his nature, well, you know, he can promise all he wants to, as many of these people who abuse their spouses do, whether men or women. They say, please forgive me, I won't do it again.
And women like that.
Yeah, and yet they do it again.
Yeah,
they do it again and again and again. That's the same thing. The dog has returned to his own vomit. The pig has returned to wallowing in the mire because their nature's not been changed. And so, you know, we need to realize that if we're going to protect ourselves, that person's not going to stop wronging us. That person's not going to stop acting contrary or acting according to their nature. So we need to remove ourselves for safety's sake. I remember reading a book on time about avoiding toxic people. And they were talking, and we've all seen people like that, that just, they just seem to exist to make other people around them miserable.
Oh, I know people like that.
Yeah, there's people like that, and we've all met them. It's just, you can't do anything to please them. Nothing is every right. They're hypercritical. Everything that you do is suspect, they'll drive you crazy if you let them. And so sometimes the only way you can deal with it is just to avoid them. And because their nature is not going to change short of trusting Christ as their Savior and allowing the Holy Spirit to clean them, you know, out from the inside out. And until that happens, sometimes for our own protection, we need
to avoid them.
Yeah, we need to avoid them. Churches have that problem.
Yeah. Now, say a woman does leave, you know, a very abusive husband and brings the children too, because it's physically very dangerous. And then she, you know, just never gets back together with him, but he never expresses any kind of, you know, doing wrong, and it's like a long-term relationship, but being separated and never getting back together. Would you say it is, even though he never asks for forgiveness or expresses being wrong, do you think it is scriptural for her to forgive him, even though she probably feels very angry at how he basically, you know, ruined her life? I just, that just seems to be a real...
I think that in a case like that, you would, if the woman, assuming that the person is a Christian, a born-again Christian, would have to go to the Lord and ask the Lord to help them to find forgiveness in their heart towards that individual.
Oh, okay.
But at the same time, and that's so that they don't become bitter and fall prey to that root of bitterness springing up, defiling them. But at the same time, it's not always easy, and she sure does not want to forget what has transpired, because she would not want to be putting herself back into that dangerous situation again. I remember the Lord was asked, I think it was by Peter, about forgiving, you know, people. How often should he forgive me? He said something to the effect of, Peter's like, 7 times or whatever. He said 70 times 7. You know, and basically, if they ask for forgiveness, we're obligated to forgive them. But we're discussing, obviously, the condition where they've not asked for forgiveness, or it's not possible to seek or to get them to ask for forgiveness. So in that respect, what we're talking about doing is asking God to aid us so that we don't get consumed with bitterness and anger. You know, it's a work of God to do that, because it's not human nature to do that, is it?
Absolutely not.
No, we want to get vengeance, and Romans 12 says, "Vengeance is mine."
Romans 12:19, "Vengeance is mine." I will
say it to the Lord.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite verses.
Yeah, we need to remember that.
It really makes me mad. I keep thinking, "Well, God will get him."
Yeah, yeah.
"Vengeance is mine," saith the Lord. And that verse has helped me so many times.
Oh, that's an excellent passage.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for this excellent explanation. Yeah. This really helped to clear this up, because, like I say, I've heard different pastors give different takes on forgiveness, and some say, the person has to repent. But you can be consumed by bitterness, so it's really hurting you for not forgiving them.
It's for your protection.
Yeah, and you might, like you said, you might have to ask the Lord for aid in how to forgive this person.
Oh, yeah.
You can't forget. So thank you so much for clarifying that, Pastor.
Yeah,
Alex.
And let me add another thing to it. Some people equate forgiveness with forgetting. And some people say, well, you say you've forgiven, but you haven't forgotten it, so you really haven't forgiven them. No, I go back to my illustration of the neighbor's dog again. I can forgive the dog, and I know the dog just acted like a dog, and in the dog's mind, he did nothing wrong. So I can forgive the dog, but I'm not going to forget, because then I'll get bit again.
Exactly.
So, God can forgive and forget quite well. We have a great deal of difficulty with forgetting. And again, the forgiveness part comes in, and then as we start to remember, because the devil will pull up those thoughts and those remembrances and try to get us to obsess over them. And I've seen people do that, and we've all done it. I've done it myself, obsessed over past wrongs. And I can find myself feeling the same old bitterness start and anger start to rise up again. And I have to take that to the Lord. Otherwise, again, there's that root of bitterness springing up that's going to defile me and those around me.
Yes. So, well, thank you so much. I need to get a CD or a tape of this show because this is such an important issue for me. But I guess I can go to your website.
Well, yeah, it'll be on our website, livewithpastoral.com.
Maybe I can do an audio tape recording of the show, because you don't offer CDs.
We opted to put them online so that people can download them onto their own computer or whatever.
So when is this going to show up? I'm going to try to make a tape of it.
depends on when I get a chance to get it up there. If I get some time later on tonight, maybe. It depends, because sometimes I get busy. We have the Friday night Bible study this evening, and then usually I get busy on Saturday and Sunday. Sometimes I get a chance Saturday. And sometimes Sunday night or Monday. So I'll try to get this up sooner than later.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. And I think this is a problem with a lot of people, when you should forgive and, asking the Lord for help. And so thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely.
It's really important to me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. God absolutely. Bless I appreciate you. The call. Thank you. God bless.
Okay.
And again, I appreciate that call, and that is something. It's forgiveness. It's a work that God has to work in us. I think it comes with the grace of God in our hearts. And I want to thank you for the call today. I want to thank our listeners for being with us today here on Live with Pastor Al. And we'll have some more information coming up here in a bit on our church, on our Bible study, on our Sunday night program. We're here on the same station Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight. And also got a moment here. I want to give a plug out to East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. And you can find East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights at 4889 Turney Road, right across from the Garfield Heights High School. And if you contact them at 216-341-9100, that's 216-341-9100, and mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. So you can call East Coast Pizza for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. And again, like I said, mention Live with Pastor Al. You get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. It's one of the sponsors of our program. We're thankful for him. And also, if you're interested in getting into the pizza business yourself, you can call East Coast Pizza at 216-341-9100 and ask for Gus. He can help you get started in your own pizza business, not a franchise, your own pizza business, or add pizza to your existing restaurant for a whole lot less than what you might think possible. All right, well, I hear the music there, and I know we're about out of time. And join us again tomorrow night or Sunday night, and again next week. And if you get a chance, join us for our Friday night Bible study. We talk about these things and a whole lot more in an informal setting where you bring the questions and we just go through the Bible just like we do on the program. And that address will be coming up here in just a moment. So stay tuned for the announcement here at the end of the program. But I want to thank you for listening. Hope you have a great weekend and get out and enjoy some of this beautiful weather. God bless. Join us next time. Have a great week.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.